I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Israel's border assault into Lebanon promises no short end to war. Sat7's Debbie Brink says getting their programs from Beirut to Cyprus is a major issue they're circumventing via technology because they're a voice of hope in the region. She says their contacts with Mission Aviation Fellowship may help them get their programs distributed because they've become an important part of people's lives, particularly for the children. And the Zambian Orphan Choir returns to the U.S. with the help of World Hope International. This fall, 15 children between 7 and 16 years old will tour the United States, raising awareness of the HIV/AIDS pandemic in Zambia. Through original songs, traditional music, drama, and readings, the choir describes the hardships endured as a result of HIV/AIDS. It's also a reason that World Hope is involved, to bring the hope of Christ to the desperate and help to the needy. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. These stories and others can be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.